Nightmare on Elm Street, except it's actually a nightmare on St George's Bay Road in one of Auckland's wealthiest suburbs. That is how a group of residents have described the past few years living on the same road as two buildings housing guests they say have constantly threatened and harassed them. The residents are now seeking answers from Suresh and Seema Chatley, who own several backpackers, one of which is the City Garden Lodge, which caught fire earlier this month. Whilst the Chatleys have declined to be interviewed, residents say the couple has lacked any social responsibility by housing highly hostile people, causing them to live in fear. And after years of reaching out to police and government with no response, they want an assurance that the building won't be rebuilt. Jordan Dunn has their story.
Many of the locals of St George's Bay Road have lived here for decades and remember when it was once a quiet suburban neighbourhood. But since the COVID lockdowns, they say things have taken a drastic turn.
The Chatleys have turned a family street that was utterly safe, that was totally functioning, into a street of hell and fear and people crossing the road constantly to avoid people who are seriously unwell, who aren't wearing all of their clothing, who aren't wearing shoes, who are yelling abuse at them.
Christy, like others RNZ spoke with, did not want to give their full name or where they lived out of fear of retaliation by the former guests at the lodge. She says some residents of the former backpackers wore home detention bracelets, others needed serious help and were too dangerous to be living around young families and the elderly.
Everyone deserves a place to live, but everyone deserves neighbours who have a place to live that is appropriate to their needs and their situation, and this is so fundamentally not appropriate.
Gillian has lived on St George's Bay Road with her family for 8 years. Like Christy, she doesn't want to disclose any more about her identity. During recent years, she's feared for her children's safety, enough to warn them not to go out on the street alone.
There's been threats of rape of young teenagers. There's been break-ins. There's been a car driven through a house front door. You know, all this sort of stuff that's gone on over the last few years. We are incredibly lucky that one of us hasn't been killed.
RNZ has tried to reach Suresh and Seema Chatley on multiple occasions since the fire a fortnight ago. A person who answered their phone today told us they were busy and unable to speak until next week. Gillian believes the couple has been driven by the income they've received from the property at the expense of the street's safety.
I know where your daughters go to school. You know, it's the same school my daughter went to. How would they feel if it was their daughters being threatened with rape? How would they feel? You know, just think about your investment property and your social responsibility to the community.
She says police are too overworked to help and the owners don't care. She says years of pleas to council and local politicians, including David Seymour, have fallen on deaf ears. To compound matters, the property which burnt down has also been flagged for containing asbestos, something Fire and Emergency told RNZ they were not aware of when first responding.
There was nothing at all given to the neighbours in the near vicinity that there could, you know, that could be a problem.
Natalie lives closer to the other property owned by the Chatleys, Lantana Lodge, where there is still a threat. She didn't want to show her face out of concern for her safety.
The owners should be fined for the call-outs that they get. And if the police find drug paraphernalia, the owners should also be fined. There is some responsibility there that they need to take on. But the police won't come. It's a waste of time for them unless somebody is murdered or there's a fire.
She says there is a systemic problem which must be addressed.
It's whatever government policy that is allowing them to operate in this way, and the owners will find a loophole.
RNZ has been unable to reach the Chatleys for comment. We've also visited two addresses linked to this couple, but got no response.
Sorry, subscriber you dialed is not available now. Please dial.
Local MP, ACT leader David Seymour, told RNZ his hands were tied. He says his office had known of the issues for years and was supporting residents, but added he could not stop the Chatleys from legally running a boarding house, even if it was causing immense distress. Police told RNZ they were aware of incidents at two addresses in Parnell and had made arrests for a variety of offences. They say they regularly do prevention patrols in the area and can appreciate resident frustrations.